Well, you know, I've had some encounters with the law, and I'm recently coming off of incarceration, pretty long incarceration, and I heard about this program while incarcerated, and it's lived up to be everything I've heard, and actually more. I've been able to get myself established again. They've helped me save money to get a vehicle, find my own housing. I will be moving shortly, so it's been a tremendous experience, and I would definitely advise any homeless veteran or in that type of situation, regardless of where he comes from, to at least seek out this program, because they are very helpful. Everybody has been helpful from the day I got here.
You know, we all see the same kind of commercials on TV of like nonprofits, things like that, who help people, and then, you know, actually getting that help, you know, and having people kind of be that brick wall for you. Tell me what it just feels like.
I mean, it's a phenomenal feeling. I mean, you know, from HVAV having different counselors, staff members with employment, with housing, with food, with transportation. It's definitely a great team effort. It has been the smoothest transition for me ever. I've been in and out of prison 4 or 5 times, and this has been hands down the most helpful transition I've ever had.
Have you had a chance to interact with anyone else who will be kind of in these houses and like their own experiences, anything kind of shared there? Or
Actually, there's a guy, John David, over in 208. I just got him a job working with me yesterday. He had his orientation. I'm an independent contractor for DCS. I work with the troubled youth. I was able to get that job, you know, with some of my own, a lot of my own help. You know, I graduated from Ball State with a degree in psychology, child psychology, educational psychology, with a combination of being incarcerated. These kids are, I would say, very responsive. You know, I get their attention, and, you know, they respect me and I respect them, and I can't tell any kid what to do. I can only advise and hope that they don't follow in the steps that I had, because I made some bad mistakes after I came back from the Persian Gulf in 91. I had to see some things and do some things, and I didn't handle it well, and that's what led to me eventually having some encounters with the law, you know. But like I said, man, HVAV, you know, Miss Allison, Miss Jolene, Miss Kalisha Hayes, who started it off, you know, they're phenomenal. You know, my hat off to all three of them. They are phenomenal. Miss Lisa Curtis, my employment counselor, they're great.
Tell me a little bit about what it means to try and reach out to the youth. You know, someone we had on the air this week, Reverend Charles Harrison of the Indy 10-Point Coalition.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever met him or talked to him or anything, but he's real big into really trying to reach out and try and get some people on the right path. So tell me about, I guess, taking that mission yourself and trying to help people.
Well, you know, the 10-Point Coalition, that's also a phenomenal organization, but my group is a little bit different. I work for Laser Project, and we're contracted through DCS, so we really are more hands-on. We actually can put a face on who we're dealing with. We deal with we deal with daily reporting. The kids come in from the children's bureaus, or we have kids with the foster care. We're helping those kids out. I actually work for Evolve also on Tuesday and Thursday mornings through Pastor Danelle Howard. I teach at KIPP Academy. for an hour, hour and a half, and I actually have a classroom out there. So, you know, it's more hands-on, whereas 10-Point Coalition, it's like more of a neighborhood watch, community watch, and, you know, they kind of come on the scene after something happens, and they kind of rally around it. But we try to stop things before they happen, try to give a kid to think outside the box, think before you react, look at the consequences that come along with the things if you do these things, how many people you will affect. You know, your actions doesn't just affect you, but the people that love you around you, you know. And obviously, if you take a life, it's going to affect some families that you don't know. So we try to bring these things to light and hope for the best.
I guess the only other thing that I could ask is, you said it towards the beginning, but I guess we'll touch back on it a little bit for veterans who are looking for that help. I mean, how vital, how important is this program, do you think?
This program is extremely vital. The powers that be, whoever the top, if I haven't mentioned your name, I am so sorry. But for the ones that I know, it is definitely a team effort. There is actually some real teamwork here. They really go above and beyond to make sure that a homeless veteran has a great start. Not a good start, a great start to rebuilding your life, and from top to bottom. I mean, it's phenomenal.